Hello. Is my son on the line? Hello, Dan.
Morning, Dad.
Congratulations, champion.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Everything,
mate. Oh, beautiful, mate. I just couldn't believe you phoned me shortly after the announcement. I could actually see this little baby on the FaceTime. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, I suppose it just puts everything in perspective. You know, all the dramas you have in life, and then something like this happens, and it all goes away. So.
Yeah, no. Well, you know how proud I am of you. You have been as tough as any man I know, son. And to get where you are today is an incredible credit to you and your partner, your wife. And we're very proud of you as a family, very proud of you and very proud of the man you are.
Well, yeah, obviously, without your support and the support of my family, probably still be in that deep hole I was in, but with the help of you, yourself and Mum and the rest of the family and Cass, we've got two beautiful little kids now and much more to live for.
You're a good man, son. I'm proud of you.
Love you, mate.
Love you. And by the way, Nan, your Nan, she got a mobile, but she doesn't know how to work it. So I rang her and said, I'll send you a photo. And Nan said, Ray, I'd love the photo, but I can't work my mobile. So can you get Mum to ring Nan and Pop and get a photo to them somehow? Carry a pigeon or something? Good boy. All right, mate. Give little Ella a kiss and give your beautiful girl a kiss as well and thank her so much for my beautiful granddaughter.
Love you, mate.
Hey, listen, is it right you got four mums up there looking after Noah? She told me earlier that you've got some sort of security system set up to make sure that she doesn't leave him unattended.
You're making sure everything's all above board up there.
She knows how to look after kids, mate, I can assure you. All the best, son. Very proud of you and love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
See you, boy. Ta-da, mate. Yeah, that's my son. And a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago, I was in a dark place. Now he's on top of the world. Great job. New home. Two little kids. And just, I'm so proud of what he's done after where we were a couple of years ago. He's, as many kids do, and he's a man now. He's, of course, 31, and he's a man. And he's a provider, and he's a husband, he's a father, and he's a responsible young man. And I'm so proud of him. And sometimes the things that don't knock your ass overhead, if you'll pardon the expression, make you a much better person. And that's what he's become. That's what he's become in his life, a much better person. And I know his mother, me, his sisters, and his extended family, his in-laws are all very proud of him. The father he is and the husband that he is. He's a good fella and a bloody hard worker as well.